Podcast 29 on Replay AV's Replay Converter, the standalone product that comes with the Replay AV program. I'm going to show you how to convert two WMA files to the MP3 format. These two files, the WMA files, were created by Michael Lang, explaining some of the microphone quality, I guess, of the DS-50 from Olympus. It's a digital voice recorder. And what we're going to do is convert the two WMA files, the real short files, to the MP3 format using Replay Converter. The first thing I need to do is
Alt+F4.
Make sure I'm on the desktop.
Windows M, desktop.
What I'm going to have to do is
my network, my computer.
Go to my D drive, so I'm on the my computer on the desktop.
Enter my local disk left, enter list view, not selected, applications 1-2007, 1 of 13, to move to items use the arrow keys.
I'm going to find those two WMA files.
M. Applications 10, applications 12-2L, Lang podcast, enter list view, not selected, DS50-D1.MP3. DS50-D1.UMA.
Okay, there's the first one. I'm going to hold down the control key.
Not selected. DS50-D2.MP3. Not selected. DS50-D2.UMA.
There's the second file. I'm going to press the space bar to select it.
Control space. DS50-D2.UMA.
I selected the two WMA files here. I'm going to do a control C to copy these to the clipboard. And
back list view, Lang podcasts.
Go to the conversions folder that I created.
See conversions.
Open it.
Enter list view, not selected. 0 items to move to items used.
If you're not sure you opened it, do an insert T as in tango.
Title is conversions.
Then do a control V to paste the two files you copied to the clipboard memory.
Pasted from clipboard, DS50-D2.UMA.
Okay.
Home.
I'm going to do Alt-V, then D for details.
Alt-V, menu, tool, D, leaving menus, conversions, folder view, list view, DS50-D2.UMA 2581KB, Windows Media Audio File 1/31/2007, 5:56 p.m., 1 of 2, list view, DS50-D.
That's the first file.
DS50-D1.UMA.
That's the second file. Just to prove it, you hear the ding. Okay. So the two WMA files are on my D drive in the conversions folder. Remember that. So we're going to close this.
Alt+F4.
We're going to do a Windows logo key.
Start menu, set program access and defaults. To move through items, press up or down.
Press the letter P for programs.
P, program submenu, A, accessory submenu, A.
Press the letter R till you hear replay AV8.
R, replay AV8 submenu, R.
Right arrow to open it.
Replay AV8, R.
Down arrow till you hear replay converter application.
Replay converter, R.
There it is. Press enter to run the program.
Enter, leaving menus, start button to open, press enter, replay converter dialog. Replay converter dialog, about button to activate, press space bar, replay converter hints dialog. Please make sure to have the latest diffs and zvidcom.
Disregard that for now, tap to the OK button and press the space bar.
Tab, OK button to add space, about button to activate, press space bar.
You land on the about button. Use your tab key.
Tab, help button, tab, minimize button to activate, press space, tab, exit, tab, list box, 0 items, tab, add files button to activate, press space bar.
Press press the space bar on the add files button.
Space. Open dialog. File name colon edit combo. 0 items. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value.
We're going to add the two files that are in my D colon backslash conversions folder. The 2WMA files.
Tab. Files of type colon combo box. All files left parent star. Star right parent 1 of 6. To change the selection, use the arrow keys. Alt plus T.
That's what we want.
Tab. Open as red dash only checkbox not checked. To check, press space tab. Open button to tab. Cancel button tab. Look in colon combo box. ERA 5.
Okay, here we need to look somewhere else. I think we do a left arrow here. Nope. Okay, down arrow.
Local disk left parent D colon right parent. Removable disk left, local disk left parent D colon right parent.
Find your drive. Let's keep hitting L.
L, local disk left parent C colon right parent. L, local disk left parent D colon right parent.
Find your drive. This is going to vary from each user.
Tab, 100%. Tab. Local disk left parent D colon right parent. Go to last folder visited but tab. Toolbar my tab. Folder view list view. Not selected application.
We need to find the conversions folder. I'm going to do a C.
C, conversions.
That's the one we want. Press the enter key to open that folder.
Enter. Folder view list view. Not selected DS50-D1.UMA 1 of 2. To move to item 2 with the arrow keys.
Here are the 2WMA files. I'll let you hear them again.
DS50-D2.UMA.
That's the second one.
DS50-D1.UMA.
Okay. So what you're gonna do, you can I usually just do a shift down arrow.
DS50-D2.UMA selected.
So I've selected those two.
Selection is DS50-D1.UMA DS50-D2.UMA.
I did a shift insert down arrow to make sure. Then you tab one time.
Tab, file name, colon, edit, combo, quote, ds50-d2.uma, quote, quote, ds50-d1.uma, quote, 0 items. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value.
And the two files are in that list. I'm going to do an insert up arrow for you to hear it again.
Quote, ds50-d2.uma, quote, quote, ds50-d1.uma, quote, 0 items.
Then tab to the open button.
Tab, files, tab, open as red, tab, open button to activate, press space bar, alt plus O.
Press the space bar, you can do it alt plus O.
Space, add files button to activate, press space bar.
We added the two files in the list box. And now we're going to shift tab. I recommend you do a shift tab.
Shift tab, list box, not selected D colon backslash conversions backslash DS50-D1.UMA. To move to an item, press the arrow keys.
You can use your up and down arrow keys in this list box. I'm not going to show that. Do a shift tab.
Shift tab, exit button, shift tab, minimize button, shift tab, help button to activate, press space, shift tab, about button, shift tab, graphic 611, graphic 7.
When you hear graphic numbers, press the control key quickly, and then do an insert up arrow.
MP3 left parent lame codec right parent quality left parent 32 kbps right parent 1 of 16.
Now, down arrow, we're going to choose the 64 kbps MP3 format.
MP3 left parent lame codec right parent FM quality left parent 64 kbps right parent.
There it is. And now all you have to do is an Alt plus C, as in Charlie, to start the conversion for you. We're going to convert the 2WMAs to the MP3 format, 64 kbps.
Alt C, converting dot 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 dialog, 0 of 2 files converted, 0 of 2 files converted, cancel current conversion button to activate, press space bar.
The conversion has started. And then I can take these two files and listen to them on my book port, for example, which doesn't support the WMA format. So that's why I'm converting them. Of course, you're going to lose some quality, but that's okay. And what's going to happen? We're going to get two MP3 files in our conversions folder.
Converting dot 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 dialog. One of two files converted. One of two files converted. Cancel current conversion button to activate. Press space bar.
Okay, it converted the first file for us. One out of two anyway. Now it's converting the second file to the MP3 format.
Replay converter dialog. Two of two files converted. OK button to activate. Press space bar.
Conversion is complete. Press the space bar. The default is the OK button.
Space. Graphic 611. Graphic 700.
Now you can exit out of the program. I can't remember the shortcut for exiting, but there is a shortcut. It could be Alt plus F4. Let's see.
Alt F4. No window is
it
active.
Is.
Press Windows key.
So you can close Replay Converter by doing a Alt plus F4, function key F4.
Windows M, desktop, folder view.
We're going to go to the My Computer.
Home, My Document, My Computer.
Open it.
Enter. My Computer, List View, not selected. 3.1 app floppy.
Find your drive letter.
Local disk left parent D colon enter list view not selected application.
I'm gonna find my conversions folder where the two original WMAs were, and we should see the two MP3 files that got converted by Replay Converter.
See conversions.
Open it by pressing enter.
Enter list view not selected. DS50-D1.MP3 1 of 4 to move to
okay.
Items used.
Said 1 of 4.
Home DS50-D1.MP3.
There's the MP3 file. The first one.
DS50-D1.UMA.
That's the original WMA, the first one.
DS50-D2.MP3.
And there's the second MP3 file. Okay, I'm gonna let you listen to the originals, the WMAs, the first one anyway.
DS50-D1.UMA.
Okay, here's the first one.
Enter. Windows Media Player.
This
Windows
is a little
Media
test
Player.
Recording for my DS50 audio demo, and I'm using the clip-on microphone, which can be plugged onto the recorder. I've just pressed pause and then continued the recording, and I think the noise that the pause button makes is relatively low, although the
Control S.
Okay, that was the WMA, the original, the first file. Do an Alt Tab.
Alt Tab, conversions, list view, DS50-D1.MP3.
And here's the MP3 file in 64 kbps.
DS50-D1.MP3 3318 kbps audio file left parent MP3 right parent 2/2/2712-30. Enter Windows Media.
This is a little test recording for my DS50 audio demo, and I'm using the clip-on microphone, which can be plugged onto the recorder. I've just pressed pause and then continued the recording, and I think the noise that the pause button makes is relevant.
Control S.
There you have it. I hope this helps somebody. It's a super program from Appian Tech. I strongly recommend it.